Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Here's a Stoop story from Aisha Afadala about founding the worker-owned Mira Kitchen Collective.
Hi, so I'm from Kuwait. I moved to the U.S. around 2010, which is like 9 years ago. I remember moving like in the middle of January to Wisconsin, a state I never heard about before going to the middle of winter. So the weather was a shock. The language, I couldn't communicate with people. I could speak English, but not really connect from one person to the other. Lost some buses. But anyway, I passed through the same as any other immigrant goes through. So after graduating, I moved to Portland, Oregon to do my master's. I graduated speech therapy and Spanish, then moved to Baltimore. When I moved to Baltimore, I wanted to walk along other newcomers to the country. So I started volunteering with IRC, the International Rescue Commission. They had a family mentorship program where they matched you with a newly arrived family. So I was matched with Zaid, and a single mother with three children from Eritrea. We'll meet every week for 3 hours or so. We'll go over mail. We'll go over English homework. We'll learn how to get from point A to point B. And I always noticed that how she gathered all her neighbors at her small, tiny apartment in Moravia Road, gathered them around food and coffee, even if they didn't communicate, none of them spoke the same language, but they all gathered somehow. And in that process, everybody learned everybody's language and connected through food. So from the same, around that time, I start knowing other people in the community, other women who have been chefs back home or just love cooking to their families. So we met one day at Highland Town Library to talk about what we can do around food. So this is the idea of Mira came from. Mira is when you do something so passionately that you leave part of you in it. And that's how we started the collective. So we wanted, none of us has any business experience or marketing or anything around that. So then we were like, okay, let's start small. How about we test the idea on a small scale? So we have dinners at our family and friends' houses, 25 tickets for $25. We had Cameroonian, Ethiopian, and Syrian dinner. And that was, we're like, okay, we convinced our friends and family to come to those dinners. How about we test the idea in a bigger scale? So we approached Hershey's Pizza, a restaurant, and we're like, how about you give us a space for free for a day, and maybe your staff, and maybe find us someone to fund the drinks? And they did. I were like surprised, like, wow, I thought we asked for too much, but we got it. It's okay. So we had the first dinner, and we sold out really fast. And then other restaurants started approaching us, resonating with the mission, especially restaurants that have been founded by other immigrants. And we did around like four of those pop-up dinners. Then we're like, okay, how can we push a little bit bigger? Then we're like, let's apply for the farmers market. We thought, okay, it's competitive. We're not going to get this year, but maybe next year we'll get it. But surprise, we got it. And we're not ready. We don't even have a car. Like, none of us drive. And we don't even have a kitchen to cook in. So we're like, okay, it started in April. We have 4 months to go. And April comes, and we're not ready. We're none of the two main things were ready. So we approached the farmer's market director, and we're like, okay, Sandy, look, we're not ready. We don't have a kitchen. We don't have anything. We've never done this before. She was like, no, I read your application late at night, and I believe you. I believe in you. I'll find a solution. And she did. In a week, she found us a kitchen in the Lord Baltimore Hotel for free to cook in. And we magically found volunteers who were willing to wake up at 4 a.m. to drive us from point A to point B. And so we survived the farmer's market. I remember the first day waking up at 4 a.m., unloading everything in my basement. Getting to the farmer's market, we tried to open the tent, and we couldn't. I was like, I don't know. You need to practice opening a tent. I thought it would be easier. It's different than camping. And that's where, like, my role of all of this is, like, I'm a culture broker, interpreter, trying to convince our chefs, like, we cannot give food for free for children because they're cute. And that amount of oil in your food doesn't equal the amount of love. And try to convince people from here that we cannot put, like, eggplant and shawarma. My chefs will kill me if I said that you requested that. And you cannot tell, like, a Syrian grandma not to cook for a tribe when it's only order for two people, you know? So it has been 2 years since we started. We are now doing catering, we're doing pop-up events, and we're trying to expand to wholesale, but we all have full-time jobs. So our vision for the next year or so to have a physical space where we can expand the amount of women that are in the collective and where they will have a community space, part of it where the women can program their whatever program they think is beneficial for their own community. So Mira for me has been my family. It's about knowing somebody so much that you care about them, not just about the food. Thank you.
That was a Stoop Story from Aisha Alfadala about the beauty and power of connecting over a shared meal. You can hear her story and many others at stoopstorytelling.com, as well as the Stoop Podcast. You can also get a taste of the Mira Kitchen Collective's offerings at the Baltimore Farmers Market under the Jones Falls Expressway at Holiday and Saratoga Streets on Sunday mornings. We have a link to their upcoming events at the On the Record page. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. If you're celebrating Passover or Easter, we wish you joy and blessings.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.